The Nursing and Midwifery Council says it's the biggest ever such fraud it's come across. The 48 nurses already on the register would have been administering drugs and responding to clinical emergencies. They are being individually investigated and will be forced to explain their speedy test results at a hearing in March. If they are found to have cheated, they will be struck off. The other 669, mostly healthcare assistants, are being offered the chance to take the test again to prove they're safe to work, but even with a new, properly obtained test result, they may face exclusion from the nurses' register for dishonesty. That test centre in Nigeria is no longer being used, and collaboration with 40 others around the world was ended after the fraud was discovered. The relevant trade union says these health professionals were deceived in Nigeria, and bearing in mind the serious shortfall of nurses in the UK, says they should all be given the chance to take the test again and offered work, without which they could be deported. Stuart Smith, London.